Hi, this is your host, Kristen Howe, with Manifest Everything Now, discovering the secrets to effortless manifestation. I'm so excited to welcome you to our call with today's guest, Marilyn Janae. Now, Marilyn is a renowned prosperity mentor, an accomplished businesswoman, and owner of a company that served the corporate arena for 20 years. Marilyn overcame her own lack of consciousness to create her former business that attracted the world's largest corporate clients and major media publicity. Now, here's the amazing thing. She did all of this without marketing, advertising, or networking. She achieved all of this through the use of her prosperity principles alone and, as she says, with the universe as her marketing department. I love that. Her achievements were the result of applying the prosperity laws that she now teaches in her Feel Free to Prosper program, which is a simple yet powerful mentoring program based on mental spiritual laws that traditionally create results within 2 weeks. Marilyn founded this mentoring program to teach others to become aligned with universal laws and accept their right to prosper. She's helped thousands of students from around the globe and from all walks of life enjoy remarkable success. Marilyn's promise, and this is not a promise made lightly, is to show people how to manifest unexpected income and unexpected solutions to their most pressing problems in just 2 weeks. Thousands of people have applied her simple, fast, and practical techniques to gently create a new dominant thought in the subconscious mind and connect to their universal source of supply. Marilyn will take the mystery out of these esoteric laws and teach you how to put the universe on speed dial. Now, on today's call, you'll discover why affirmations may not bring you results, why you shouldn't try to create success. In fact, trying will never get you there. Why what you think is your source of income is really not your source of income, how to open up to create the connection to your true source of supply, the words that you are habitually using that are actually preventing your success, and the single most immediate thing you can do right now to increase your income. So you are going to want to stick around to hear that one, I promise you that. Marilyn, I'm so excited to have you here today. Your energy is just fantastic. You are truly the real deal, and I just want to say welcome to the call.
What an introduction. Thank you so much, Kristen. I'm really happy to be here, and I'm honored to be part of the series and have the chance and the opportunity to share my experience and my knowledge to help your listeners.
Oh, I know you're going to be able to really just set off some major light bulbs for people, and I'm so excited to be able to share you with everyone. What I'd love to do is have you share a couple of minutes of, you know, your story. Tell us a little bit more about you and maybe some of the turning points even that you experienced where, you know, things weren't as great and you used these universal laws to shift them.
Well, to start with, my parents were good people, decent people, but they had a very negative consciousness about money, about life, and the legacy I got from them was a struggle mentality, and I know many of your listeners are going to be able to relate to that. And I went into the world with this consciousness of struggle and not being able to meet my needs, and something in my soul drove me to find out what is going on here in this game of life. Why is it some people can succeed and accomplish in life and others cannot? And I was driven to study and to totally just entrench myself in the teachings of the great icons that came before us, those legendary, brilliant masters of mental and spiritual science. And I buried myself in their teachings and the literature. And I had some changes. I had some shifts, but I still wasn't at the point where I wanted to be, where I knew that I wanted to make a mark in the world. I wanted to do something meaningful. I wanted to accomplish. I did not want to be like my parents. And there came a point when I was reaching a milestone age. I won't tell you what that age is. But I said, that's it. I've had it. I am going to do this. I am going to have a breakthrough. And I really decided I'm going to take everything that I had learned. Does this sound familiar? You learn it all. You read all the books. You have all that information in your head, but somehow you don't seem to be able to incorporate it into your everyday life. Well, that's what I decided to do. I said, I am going to take these laws and I'm going to make them work and I'm going to change my life. I'm going to overcome this what I call a lack consciousness. I teach the power of words, how significant our words are. So I don't like that P word. So let's say lack consciousness. And I made the decision that I was going to do the homework and I'm going to succeed. And what I did is I took the essence of all of this great knowledge of the prosperity laws, of the universal laws, and I put it in very simple, doable, the essence of these laws, very simple format so that I can use them and apply them. And I did. And I had a breakthrough. And of course, I'm skipping over a lot of detail here, but I did have a breakthrough to the point where I found myself with a new business, actually an industry that I didn't even know existed, but the universe handed me. Once I became aligned with that power that we're going to talk about tonight, and that power, that presence that knows the answers, that knows our destiny, knows where we belong, I ended up on the cover of the Los Angeles Times with my new business, a pioneer company that I created for the special event industry. And in 20 years, and again, I'm skipping over a lot of detail, but I know this is literal. You might not think it's literal, but I mean this literally. In 20 years of having that business, I never advertised. I never marketed. I never cold called. I didn't join any trade organizations, and I didn't network. And yet my little one-woman company here in Los Angeles, where, of course, millions of people come here to try to achieve their dreams, my little one-woman company attracted the biggest corporations in the world.
Wow.
And the universe handed me a business that was the industry that is most impacted by negative disasters and recessions. And, yes, I was knocked down several times between the Los Angeles riots and the Northridge earthquake and national recessions and 9/11. I kept getting knocked down. It wasn't always easy. But you know something? Those were the times that taught me the most. That taught me what worked and didn't, and what didn't work. And we either succumb to the outer circumstances or we reach for that universal life jacket and we learn to connect. And that's what I did. And I did not know in all that time. You know, my 15 minutes of fame with all that publicity turned into a 20-year career. But I didn't know in all that time that I was being groomed by this universal power. And we'll talk about what that power is in a moment. I did not know that I was being groomed to learn these laws so that one day I would teach and help others. That didn't come into awareness until 8 years ago. Well, actually 9 years ago now when I was encouraged to teach. And I never had considered, as was my passion, these laws, these what I call these prosperity laws, these mental and spiritual laws were my passion in life. But my goal was to help myself. I didn't know that I would ever be capable or have the ability to help others. But the doors started to open. It opened naturally. And I said, okay, if I'm supposed to teach these laws, then universe, give me a method. Give me the gift to be able to help others. Give me something simple, something easy that others can grasp easily and get results quickly so they don't have to go through my 40-year journey of study. And from that request was born a series of lessons called the Feel Free to Prosper program. I had never been online. I had never been on a computer before, but I had gotten online on a social media site. It was like a kid in the candy store. I didn't know there was such a thing as talking to people on the Internet or social media or posts and threads on forums. And I started my network called the Feel Free to Prosper Network, and it was really magical. People started to come for the lessons from all over the world, and testimonials flew in. And I was just absolutely just amazed at what had happened, and I knew that I was tuned into my destiny. And this was like, it was like breathing to me. I could not stop. I did ask myself, you know, how can I make a living doing this? I was used to making big chunks of money from these corporate and convention events. And I said, how can I make a living doing this? I didn't know there was a coaching industry. I thought Coach was a sitcom on TV. And I said, universe, give me a sign. Am I supposed to do this? Because I couldn't stop. As I said, it was like breathing. It was coming from my soul. I knew I had to do this. And out of the blue, a fluke phone call from not even a business source. It was a housewife in Los Angeles called, and she said they were looking for I know someone who's looking for a home to rent for a week. I said, well, now I'm in the special event industry. You would need to call a real estate company if you're, you know, need a home for a week. He said, no, it's for a party. I said, a party for a week? And she said, oh, you know, I don't know anything about it. I'll have someone call you. And I just hung up. It was, it was nothing. And a half an hour later, I heard from a gentleman back east at a marketing company. He said, someone just handed me your number. We have been looking for 6 months for the right mansion for our client for a promotion, and someone gave me your number. That client was Campbell Soup, and they spent, over the next 3 years, they spent over $450 million to promote to children, and I was the key vendor. I got on my website, you see the castle in England and the Hollywood mansions and the island in the Caribbean. You see, what had happened is the universe said to me, you just keep doing what you're doing and you help people, you'll be provided for. I'll take care of you. And that's exactly what happened. And 3 years, I did 6 promotions for Campbell's for 3 years, and after that I told them I can't do any more. And they took very little of my time, by the way. That was the cushion to help me build Feel Free to Prosper, and Feel Free to Prosper took off, and I just pretty much released my former business, because this is my mission. This is my sole mission in life, is taking my experience, my knowledge, and bringing it to others so they can benefit. That's the legacy I want to leave.
Wow. Well, it's such a great story and such an amazing story. What I want to do is ask you to clarify, because I think we've all heard, you know, universal laws, and everybody listening, this is a great group of people listening, but I think for us to hear your particular take on universal laws and all of that would be really helpful before we jump into the rest of the call. Does that work for you?
Absolutely. In fact, I know that this is a very savvy audience, and those of you listening probably have been exposed to a lot of metaphysical material and concepts, but for the benefit of those that may be just starting out on the journey, and those who just would like a refresher, I'll give you my take on this. Well, we know the universe, okay? We know the universe that we see is not all there is. It's always in motion. It's vibrating, pulsating, resonating. It's a magnetizing force. And we also know, we've learned at the molecular level, everything is in motion, pure energy. So what we're talking about with these laws, okay, we're talking about this, you can call it the pure formless substance of the universe. Now, we live in such an incredible time. We have spirituality, we have the mental aspects, and we have the scientific aspects of these laws. We can address this mentally as infinite intelligence, universal mind, divine mind, formless substance. We can think of it in spiritual terms. God, higher power, spirit, the universe. Universe is a wonderful term. I like to use universe because I deal with people from every faith and belief system, and I think universe is a wonderful neutral term, but we're talking about the same thing. Or we can think of it scientifically as energy, relativity, or take a giant leap into quantum physics. That's where it's known as the field of all possibilities. So we're in just an incredible age of discovery here. Now, this power, this universal power, however you conceive it, is the source of everything we desire. It is awaiting our recognition. It will create, attract, guide us to inspired action, magnetize, mold itself to whatever form we desire if we align ourselves with it through certain laws that we call universal laws. My phrase is prosperity principles, which means mental and spiritual laws, and I'll tell you why it's mental and spiritual laws in a moment. So what are these laws? Really, what are they? We all know about them. It's mainstream, but what really are these laws? Well, we know that there are laws of physics, there's laws of chemistry, laws of mathematics, but most people are just not aware of the laws that govern the mental and spiritual realms, the creative laws of the universe that govern our existence. Or you probably know something about them but don't know how to relate to them or how to use them or use them consistently. Well, how do we know these laws exist or that this universe or power exists aside from any intuitive feeling that it does or because Marilyn here says it does? We know because of its responsiveness. We know by the results we experience when we align ourselves with it. Now, I can only tell you that from my own experience, once you become aware of the response of this universal presence, this power, you'll never be the same. You will feel, and I know many of you have had moments when you felt this, but you'll feel a love and a connectedness and a sense of security that is greater than anything you have on an earthly level. To me, this is the most important. Our connectedness to that power is the most important thing in our lives. It's more important than I'm going to go out on a limb here, it's more important than our families, our friends, our children, our finances, our jobs, our careers. It's why? Because it is the source of everything we have. Every blessing that you have and every blessing that you want begins with that connection, with that alignment. That's why I say it is the most important. Everything else is transitory, by the way. Everything changes in our lives, our circumstances. That never changes. That's absolute. And we're always connected. We just don't know. We believe we become separated. But back to these laws. These laws work for everyone alike. Just like the law of gravity works for everyone, works for everyone. Successful people are using these mental and spiritual laws even if they don't realize they're doing so. But you're probably using, most people are probably using these laws all of the time for the purpose and intention that they don't want. In other words, they're not using them in a way to manifest what they desire on a conscious level. So remember this, the universal laws are simple. Believe it or not, they're simple. And if I may say so, I'm kind of known for taking these esoteric concepts and making them very easily understood, because the subconscious likes simple. The actual principles and the techniques that relate to the laws are surprisingly simple. Human nature tends to complicate things. Let's use the law of gravity as an example. We really don't need to have a vast knowledge of the laws of physics to understand how gravity works, right? We know that if we step off a tall building, we'll fall. We know that if we align ourselves with this law correctly, we won't have any mishaps. So it's exactly the same with the mental and spiritual laws. If we align ourselves with them correctly, we won't have mishaps. We will instead experience joyful results. So now the question is, okay, Marilyn, how do we align ourselves with it? We connect with this power, this creative force of the universe within through the channel of our subconscious minds, through our thoughts and our feelings. The subconscious mind is the most fantastic computer you could ever imagine. It keeps our heart beating, our lungs breathing. It has a perfect memory of every cell in our body. It can heal us. But it's meant to be static. When you think about it, it controls the autonomic nervous system. How many times does your heart beat as you've gone through life? That's amazing. We are amazing creatures. But it was meant to be static, but it also has recorded and stored everything that we ever heard, said, felt, and experienced. And unfortunately, it includes all the faulty beliefs and negative patterns from others that we've acquired from the time we were very young, usually from the time we were very young. So our thoughts and our feelings, as most of us know, our deepest beliefs are the key to connecting with the power that responds to our desires. But we first must break through and overcome the negative thought patterns and beliefs that we've acquired. This is the difference between our subconscious and a computer. We can't, guess what? We cannot delete anything from the subconscious mind. Did you know that?
I didn't.
We cannot. No, it's perfect memory. But we don't have to. Oh, my students are so relieved when they understand this. It's not necessary to do so. In order to shift our consciousness, now we don't take out negative thoughts. We don't get rid of anything. Let them, they could sit there. As long as they don't do anything, as long as they don't create any harm, fine. In order to shift our consciousness, here's the trick. We create a new dominant thought. The dominant thought, that's the key. See, the subconscious mind does not like to change, and we know that, and it will create resistance. And we know that from our attempts just to even to change a habit. But there are ways, there are methods for influencing the subconscious in a way that doesn't create argument. Because once we get argument, we will not get what we want. We need to lull the subconscious into submission. I call this friendly persuasion. I hope that term might date me here. Some of you might be my age. That was an expression from decades ago. But friendly persuasion. We gently, the only way to get the subconscious to change and to overcome that resistance is to gently shift the consciousness to create the new dominant thought. Because that dominant thought is what determines our circumstances. That's it. Those results are the outcropping of the thoughts and impressions that are established in your mind subconsciously. We need to shift to that new dominant thought, that new awareness. When we do, we then open our pipeline. The subconscious is the conduit to that universal mind. And when we create the new dominant thought in the subconscious, we then open our pipeline to the influence of the creative power of the universe. I call it our invisible means of support. That's kind of a foundation.
Yeah, I think that's great. Now, in terms of shifting the subconscious mind and that getting that new dominant thought. I know that you say, because we've all, a lot of us have been taught, you know, use affirmations. So why do you say that affirmations may not actually bring us the results we're looking for?
Well, I could just guess, you know, an educated guess, that probably, you know, 80% of the people use affirmations don't get results, or they don't get them consistently. I'm sure everyone listening to this call has had some experience with success with affirmations, but it's not on a consistent level. Before I actually give you the answer, I'd like to share, if I may, an analogy about, this will help you understand, about the conscious and subconscious and what I call the marriage of the two. I know my students love this analogy, so I'd like to share it because I think it's a simple way to help understand how the two are influenced.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's think of the conscious mind as the husband, the assertive male aspect of mind, and the subconscious we'll think of as the wife, the female passive aspect of mind. And we're not talking about gender situations in, you know, in the real world. We're talking metaphysically now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the husband makes a decision. The husband decides on a desire, on a new thought. And the husband has the desire, and it's the husband's role to impregnate the wife. The husband impregnates the wife. I love that word, impregnate. The husband impregnates the wife with that new idea. When the subconscious becomes impregnated with the new seed thought, the new idea, then from this union, children are born. These children are your answered prayers, your manifestations, your desired results. So it is through this marriage of the conscious and subconscious minds, when they both agree on an idea, that the idea will become manifest. And so now we must teach the husband how to impregnate the wife. Do you see how that works? That is actually, I don't like to use the word secret, because it's secret. It's been overused a bit. But that is that the secret of manifestation is the agreement, is the conscious and subconscious mind must agree on an idea for it to be made manifest. We make the decision with our conscious mind, and we use our conscious mind to instill this idea into the subconscious until it is accepted. Once the seed has been accepted in the soil of mind, it will grow and manifest just as the seed planted in the ground will become a plant or a flower.
Hmm.
We do our job and we plant the seed. We nurture the soil with positive thoughts and expectations. We don't have to dig up the soil and see if the seed's growing. We turn that job over to the universal mind, to the creative forces. We can relax and let go, and the manifestation will come. There's no such thing as half pregnant. Our baby will be born. Now, this is interesting because this is the Manifest Everything Now series.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the manifestation comes at the moment of conception. That baby is manifested at the time of conception. When we plant that seed in the subconscious for our desire, we are manifesting at that moment, that now moment. The appearance, the physical appearance of the manifestation may come, and we live in a time-space world, and that may come at a what we call a later time, but the actual manifestation is in the now. Does that make sense? In the
Absolutely.
Moment of conception. So in a sense, we are manifesting everything now, manifesting now what we want and what we don't want. And let me give you a little secret, if I may, about the subconscious here.
Sure.
Oh, secret. There's that word secret again. But you know that we'll just pretend the movie The Secret. You know, when I was using these laws for decades, you know, it had a different meaning. Okay. I'm not trying to compete with The Secret of the Law of Attraction, all wonderful laws. But, okay, another secret of the subconscious. Listen carefully, because this can create a definite shift if you'll just grasp this. There is no future in consciousness. There is only now in consciousness. 10 minutes from now, it's going to be now. An hour from now, it's going to be now. And a week from now and a year from now, it's going to be now. I challenge anybody listening to this call to try to be happy in the future right now. There is only now in consciousness. And subconscious mind can only create for us what it believes is an existing reality. Okay? What it believes we have. And we've heard this before. You know, you act as if and you think and feel. Well, that's easier said than done. If it was that easy to do, we would all just be walking around snapping our fingers and manifesting at will. Again, the trick is to create that new dominant thought in the subconscious and overcome resistance. But I want to elaborate on this now situation. Since what we are thinking and feeling right now is when we're manifesting, that is our future. So each of you, you listening to this call, what you are thinking and feeling right now on a subconscious level is your future. If we continue to think of what we don't have, and our present thought and feeling is of the lack of what we haven't manifested, we will continue to perpetuate that same idea. So the next now moment and the next now moment will bring the same exact thing. The only way we're going to change our circumstances is to compress time. Forget about the future. Your concentration should be on right now, what you're thinking and feeling now, and learning to instill the subconscious with the feeling of your present prosperity. And I want to mention that when I say prosperity and use the term prosperity, we're talking about not just financial prosperity. These laws that I'm teaching you tonight and in my programs relate to every form of prosperity, to health, to relationships, to your spirituality, to your career, everything. But we need to accept that we are prosperous now if our future is going to be prosperous. So that's very important, and that will also help explain why we manifest everything now. That is absolutely true. When I saw the series name for the first time, yes, we do manifest everything now.
Yeah.
That interaction about the now, that's really why I wanted you to understand that, so you will understand why your affirmations may not be working, okay? We've already learned that the subconscious doesn't want to change. It will create resistance. And we already know, we now know that we're always creating in the now, right?
Yep.
So why don't affirmations work? If they're not working for why? And affirmations, by the way, are very powerful. I teach, my second lesson in my Feel Free to Prosper program is on affirmations. In the first lesson, we don't use affirmations. I just give the students two affirmations that I've composed to speed their progress, but we don't. We use words. We don't use affirmations. The reason for that is that affirmations will create resistance in the subconscious, okay? You have to understand how affirmations work. You have to understand the kinds of affirmations to use. If you have a mindset or a thought pattern of lack established in the subconscious, and you were to apply the types of affirmations that are generally, you know, recommended or common affirmations like I am wealthy, I am prosperous, I attract abundance, but if your subconscious mind pattern is of lack, do you know what happens when you do that? Your subconscious knows you're lying. It resists.
Hmm.
You feel that you're lying. You look around at appearances. You say, see the stack of bills, and you say, yeah, right, who am I kidding? So now, what are you thinking more about? You are now focused more on lack. And because you are now focused more on lack, because you felt you were lying and you didn't really believe your affirmation, because you're focused more on lack, circumstances will be perpetuated. They'll continue. And guess what? They may even get worse.
Mm.
Kind of reminds me of that expression, don't think of a white elephant.
Yeah.
So, you see, we know the subconscious doesn't like the change. And also, this part of the mind doesn't reason. It just accepts input as an order. Once it accepts a mindset or thought pattern, the subconscious will resist any effort to change it. If you give it information that it doesn't accept, it will argue. It'll do everything it can do to maintain the status quo. And then you'll get the opposite of what you want. So, again, I repeat, and I think this is one of the real foundations of my program, is that the answer lies in not creating an argument or resistance in dealing with the subconscious mind. Back to the gently persuading the subconscious and using different techniques. Words are very powerful. We can use words. Words don't create resistance.
Perfect.
And the other thing, too, is many people don't realize that the affirmations will not be effective until you till the soil of your mind first.
Hmm.
You need to till the soil of the subconscious, and then it'll accept the seeds that you plant. That's why I wait till the second lesson to even teach about affirmations. So another interesting fact is that affirmations are not just one breed. There are many types of affirmations. There are different ways to use them. If you don't use them correctly, you may get the opposite of what you want. And people find this fascinating, but even the way you were brought up, whether you accepted parental authority or not as a child, that can determine whether certain types of affirmations will work for you. In other words, whether your subconscious will accept those that are worded in the first or second person, like you say I am or you are, it can have a lot to do with whether you didn't like authority when you were young. Fascinating. Yeah, study of affirmations is fascinating, but it's not as simple as most people's. I mean, it's simple, but it's not just one-pointed the way most
right.
people think it is. Okay, you want to talk about trying.
Yeah, I do want to, because that is, it's such a huge thing. There are so many people who are trying to succeed. So, yeah, let us know what you think about that.
What did I just teach you about, all of you listening, I want you to, you can nod your heads. I'll sense that you're nodding your head. Didn't I just teach you that everything is manifested and created in the now moment? You've heard this before, and I hope my take on that helps you understand it a little better. Okay? If our mind, if our subconscious and, which is our connection to universal mind, which has the ways and means, it has the knowledge to bring us all of those things, but if our subconscious can only begin the creation process if it believes something is an existing reality, then let me ask you this question. And I'd like you all to answer it as you're listening. What is the message that you're giving to your subconscious mind if you're trying to create success, as an example? What's the message that you're giving your mind? And Kristen, would you like to?
That I don't have it.
Exactly. So how can you get success if you're trying, if the law says you must believe it exists? For those of you who have religious leanings or maybe in, love the Bible and the New Testament, what did Christ say? He said, when you pray, believe that you have it. He didn't say believe that you will have it. He said, believe that you have it and you'll have it. That's pure metaphysical law. Believe that you have it. So if you believe in your subconscious that you have something, why would you be trying to get it? Now, this law, I have not heard too many people talk about this law, and this law is called the law of reversed effort. That is a law, and the law of reversed effort states that the harder you try to do something, the less chance you have of achieving it. But the law doesn't explain what I just explained to you, is that that's because the creative process happens in the now moment. If you're trying to get something, you are accepting in your subconscious that you don't have it. And as long as it believes you don't have it, you will continue to not have it. I'm sorry, I didn't make up this law. I'm just the messenger. I'm just telling you what is. And I'm not telling you things that I spent 40 years learning in books. Oh, they were my precious learning channels. I'm telling you things with such passion because that's how I changed my life. When I came to understand these things, these principles that I'm sharing with you, everything changed. I created a whole new life for myself. And many times over have changed circumstances. And when I started teaching, I saw these teachings changing the lives of thousands of people, my students. So I'm speaking to you not just as a book-learned teacher, but as someone, I don't teach and share anything that I have not experienced myself. And that's just the way it is. So the harder we try to do something, the less chance we have to achieve it. Trying is actually a negative to the subconscious. Now, the only, I was going to say person, but I'll say the only entity, you'll understand why I say that in a minute, that I ever in public heard expressing this or saw or heard expressing this was Yoda in Star Wars. He said, we do, there is no try. It was right there in Star Wars. We do. There is no try.
Huh.
Back to the concept that trying will not get you there. Is that, does that make sense there?
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. Yeah, I love the approach you have, and you're taking some stuff that maybe we've heard before, but you're putting it in a way that it makes it so much more clear. Now, this is interesting because this is something that people are going to be like, what?
Oh, I like those. I like the what?
Yeah, exactly. Most people would say that their job or their clients, their investments, any of that stuff is their true source of income. And you say that that's not the true source of income. So please, please, please explain, because that's where everybody's like, huh, but that is my income. So what is our true source of income?
Well, I just love this. I cannot tell you how it even gets my heart puttering a little bit, because this concept changed my life and it has changed my students. Just, you know, I'm going to share this. It's an important component of my teachings. I hope you heed this. I hope you'll grasp this. It's a very valuable lesson. It will change your financial life. It will change your entire life if you broaden your understanding beyond just the monetary. But I love this. I love this, to share this. And I believe you'll understand. Your business is not your source of income. Your business, your job, your customers, your clients, your investments, your spouse, none of these are your source of income. There's only one source of income, the universe, God, divine presence, infinite spirit, formless substance, whatever your concept is of that universal source of good. The universe is your source of supply. God is the source of your supply. That is the only source of your supply. All of those other avenues are channels for your supply, but they're not the source. When you truly understand and know this, you will open that pipeline to the unlimited channels of supply that exist for you. There are thousands and thousands of channels through which your good can come to you, the unexpected along with the expected. And, oh, that's what I and my students love. We love the unexpected. That's why I love this whole concept of unexpected, the surprises that happen. But you can only become open and receptive to these free-flowing channels when you put your complete reliance on the true source. Mm. Now, this is simplistic, but I like to use the analogy. Again, I believe that if teachings are simple, people will grasp them. Remember, I asked the universe at the beginning, give me methods of teaching where people can grasp easily and simply and get results. Let's use the analogy of a kitchen faucet. The faucet is not the source of water. It's only a channel. If that channel is broken or closed, there are an infinite number of other channels through which we can get our water, right?
Correct.
Okay. So when you look to your true source of supply, it will become the senior partner in your business, in your life, and you'll prosper. You'll be in your right place, in your present situation, or be taken to a better one. You will be at peace. And obviously, there are other lessons to learn that speed us on our journey to prosperity, but I can't emphasize enough how important this one is. Source versus channels.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so you said we can put the universe on speed dial, and I assume that involves connecting to the true source of supply. How do we do that? I love that thought of putting the universe on speed dial.
I promise that anybody listening to this call, if you listen to these concepts, and if don't, please don't think because it's simple or you may have heard them in another way before, don't take it lightly. Every time you reinforce by any teacher, any good knowledge that comes from any and many channels, don't take it lightly, the reinforcement. It drops into the subconscious. Often when we're not even monitoring, by the way, casual words and casual information drops right into the subconscious, and even subliminally. So don't take these things lightly. They're simple principles, but they're extremely powerful. You know, the advertising and marketing industries have known that for years, that the subconscious loves simplicity.
Yeah.
We don't remember the whole commercial. We remember those taglines.
Yep.
Simplicity is key. Okay. How do we connect? Well, why the speed? The speed, well, where that came from, my students started saying, well, we have the universe on speed dial. That's because my techniques, it's the lesson one of my program, was creating, I found when I began teaching, sometimes within days, but within that 2 weeks, magic would start to happen, seeming magic. Magical situations would happen, unexpected situations. I had looked actually for 8 years I had been teaching, and I had looked on the Internet, which I am still amazed that we have the Internet these days. I didn't grow up with computers, so this is just totally amazing to even be on this call talking to people all over the world. That is just never ceases to amaze me. But I had been looking on the Internet for the proofs that I had about certain techniques, and I knew them from when I was using the principles for myself years ago. I couldn't find it. And then one of my students, he knew that I had looked, he was in the UK, and he said, did you see that new press release, the media release that came out, it went all over the world about writing versus typing? And that's what I have been looking for, because I have certain techniques in my program that deal with writing. And researchers in Norway and France had done studies for all those years and had proven that writing does trump typing to impact the brain. Now, that's one area where I can say universe on speed dial, because I was very blessed. I realized I was given gifts, and the universe gave me techniques and certain, the lessons came through me intuitively, okay? I don't have any guides or angels that I know of. If they're there, I don't know. I just feel that it's universal mind giving me the information. And same way when I have privately mentored students, I just feel that there is something speaking and telling me to me what I need to do to help that student. And what came through were these principles and these certain techniques that seemed to just create the results in 2 weeks and work very quickly. But the latest knowledge also in psychology. Now, years ago, when I had studied the subconscious and I was buried in all of the teachings, and I had a very strong background, I never became a hypnotherapist, but I had a very strong background in hypnosis and the studies of the subconscious. And that was like the beginning. And then I went on to the more spiritual aspects of the teachings. But they always said it took 21 days or a month to change a habit. And I was intrigued with the fact that my students got results within 2 weeks. Sometimes they get results immediately within days, but I say, no, you don't stop, because it takes 2 weeks. The latest psychological research is that it takes 2 weeks to create a new neural pathway in the brain. And for just the grace of the universe, my techniques seem to do that. What we did is we created a new dominant thought using the techniques that would create very quick, the quick shift in the subconscious. And that's really the science behind this. That's why I can say, 2 weeks, universe on speed dial. And again, I just feel it was just an honor to have the chance to be able to teach these principles. But it was amazing to me that everything seemed to happen for the average student. That second week was very significant. But I always tell the students that if they get results immediately, yes, the subconscious mind can open up with faith and expectation right away from certain incidents. It doesn't mean it's a permanent result. Remember, what we want is to create that chain, that new neural pathway in the brain, because that's what brings permanent results. Everyone has had results at times. We want consistent results. You know something? The mechanics. I'm speaking to you tonight a lot about the mechanics of the mental aspect of the laws, and that's important. The mechanics are like, I'm the kind of person who likes to put the key in the car and drive it. I let the dealer handle what's under the hood. So to me, the mechanics are important. Simple techniques that can break through the resistance and break through the conditioning that is keeping us from going to the higher realm. But the real purpose of my teaching, if you ask me, what are you doing this for? What is your real mission? We need to deal with the mental aspect, with the subconscious, but the real mission, my real heartfelt mission, is getting each student and each of you listening to the call, if I can help you become aligned with that greater presence, that universal presence, that is the mission. Because once you become aligned, speed dial will happen a lot. You won't have to be concerned with time. You will know how to naturally, spontaneously draw what you want, relax into that flow of what the universe has for you. And I know we talk about universe as being a law of attraction, or it's a formless substance. I go a step further. This is my own personal feeling. From my experiences using these laws and with the speed that our results can come, especially at times when it's very, intense times when we really need answers. I think of the universe as a very loving presence. I don't think it's just a formless substance that will give us good or give us negative, depending on our thoughts. I believe when we become aligned with that greater loving presence, everything that's right for us and our destiny, our purpose, everything will flow to us quickly and naturally, because I've experienced that. And that's why I believe it to be a loving universe, that presence that cares about us, that really wants us. We're here to find, I think, probably the most important thing, okay, we have our families and we get married and we have children and we have careers. But you know something? I think that there's a deep hunger in everyone to really find what their purpose is here, what the purpose in life is. They want to have meaning in their life. They want to know they've made a difference. I think people are searching, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Why am I here? And I believe that loving universe can direct us. We become aligned, we tune in, and it can bring us where we're supposed to be.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think that's it's so true, and it's something that I hear from people all the time, that they're searching for that. So I love that that's part of what you're delivering. We definitely have, you know, we need to be aware of time, but mm-hmm. and I'm very aware of your time. But what I want to do before we talk about your special offer and before I actually ask you for a few success stories, which I know you have a couple of amazing ones mm-hmm. to share with us, so everybody, this is... you're definitely going to want to listen to hear what's possible. But mm-hmm. I know that you said there's a single immediate thing we can do right now to increase our income.
And oh, yes.
what is it? Because I know everybody now has just fallen off their seats because they're like, what? What is it that I can do?
Okay. I'm going to intrigue you just to let you for a couple seconds. What do you think is the single most immediate thing you can do right now to increase your income? Or to make any change in life, but we're talking about, you know, income here. Most people are concerned about income these days. So, okay, single most immediate thing you can do right now to increase your income. And even though we have had a chance to talk before, you don't even know that, Kristen. Based on what I've taught you so far, what you want to take a guess at that?
From what you've shared with us, I would say it's connect to that source.
But you could do it right now. Okay, that's a pretty good guess. It's not the answer I'm looking for here. But the single most immediate thing you can do right now, this moment, as soon as you get off the call, you know, after the call, you make up your mind to do this. The single most immediate thing you can do is mm-hmm. change your words. That's the foundation of my teachings, by the way, is the power of words. The very first thing we need to remember, I said earlier that why affirmations may not work, and we often use words. Words are your open sesame. Monitor your words. Don't change the words that you speak to reflect those spoken by a successful person. Words that represent what you want in life. Monitor and eliminate any words or phrases from your vocabulary that represent the opposite of what you want. I have my own quote that my students love. If you don't want it, don't say it. You can begin that right now, right this very moment. Changing your thoughts usually cannot be done as quickly, but that will come. By changing your words, you'll be on your way to changing those undesirable thought patterns because your subconscious doesn't reason and think. It will accept those words. Your words have tremendous power. That is an incredible, incredible tip I'm giving you. Believe in the power of your words. Don't doubt this for a minute. It's like open sesame. Start changing words. And let me ask you this. How many times today have you, and I'm talking to everyone, mm-hmm. How many times today have you said or thought, I can't afford? Mm-hmm. Consciously. And I also mentioned something in the calendar about the words that are habitually preventing your success. Guess what? If you say you have no clients and you say that times are tough and the recession and or whatever is going on, that's why you don't have the clients. I can't find the right job. They're not hiring right now. Those are the words that will make sure you will have your self-fulfilled prophecies. It's time to start paying attention to that foundation, your words. Bite your tongue if you have to, but get out of the habit of using those habitual phrases and words. The subconscious, when we don't monitor our speech, those words drop right into the subconscious because you're not watching it. And your casual conversation, there's a challenge. You can record, have a phone conversation with someone and record it, or a conversation and have a recorder with you. If you could forget the recorder's on and then listen to what words you were using. Watch those words. You want to start increasing income? I'm not teaching you how to lie. This is not a course on lying. I'm teaching you how to change your reality. That's a beautiful part of it. We can change our reality, but we have to start with the power of our words.
I love that. It's so true. I love, what did you say? If you don't want it, don't say it?
Yes, you may quote me. If you don't want it, don't say it.
I think that's fantastic. I love that. I'm going to use that. I just think that's so, so great. So, Marilyn, I love sharing with everybody what's possible. And I don't even know how you've chosen. but I asked you to choose some special success stories to share with us, and you chose three. Could you share those with us right now? Because I think for people to hear what is possible by going through and doing mm-hmm. what you teach, that it, mm-hmm. you know, they're just going to be blown away.
Yeah, choosing three is like choosing three of your favorite children if you have a lot of children. I don't care how big or small a manifestation is with any of my students. I always tell them it's not the size of the manifestation because we're always at everyone's at a different level of, you know, their containers are different sizes. Container meaning consciousness, their prosperity consciousness. But all that's important to me is that it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as long as it keeps working and I keep getting results from my students, I keep doing it. That's it. That's what fuels me. But I chose these three for the practical reasons. One is a young 24-year-old real estate agent who's on her own. She's a single mom when I met her. The other is an employee. She was looking for the right job. And the third I'm going to leave as a surprise because that truly is one of the most unusual manifestations anyone can ask for. And I'm actually going to read his words there in a moment. But you know, Minerva is because her testimonials continue to come in for the next year and beyond that. But this is during an economic recession when real estate had just bottomed out. And she started my program, and the very first lesson, as she said, within weeks, she had closed three transactions. She opened two new ones, got all of these market analysis assignments, and she acquired four ready-to-buy buyers. And this was all during a national recession when even people in her form, she's a Century 21 real estate agent, could not believe what was happening. And that's an example of someone who's on their own, who's on commission-based work. Allison was a student of mine who had come to me to get the right job. She and her husband were new from Canada, and he was starting a new business, and she needed to get a good job, and she started my program, and she got that job. But what's significant is later she came, she said, I'm ready for a better job. But she says, I'm confused. She said, I really want to go back and get a master's degree. I'd love to go back to school, but, you know, we have a young son, and I do need to work full-time as my husband is building his business, but I do need a full-time job, but I'm torn because I also want to go back to school. Within 2 weeks, right on cue, all of these students, within 2 weeks, she got the perfect job that paid for her master's degree. She got the job close to her home. It paid for her master's degree. She came back to me a year, by the way, her income had doubled. And this was all, again, during a national recession. I'm doing that because those were times when these things were not easily done.
Sure.
But she came back to me after she got her master's. She said, Marilyn, I'm ready now for the dream job. I want a senior position. I want to help people. And I want increased salary. Okay? This was during a very questionable economy. Okay? She got her dream job. And, again, within 2 weeks, increase in salary. And she was promoted to senior vice president of the national organization.
Wow.
And then there's Michael. Oh, I love this. May I read Michael's? He had told me the story, but when he had sent me this first, and then we talked about it afterwards. But this is so amazing. May I just read his words here?
Absolutely.
This is actually on our product page. And Michael is in the UK, and he's a copywriter and a ghostwriter. And he had really said things were not going very well for him. And when he sent me this result, he chose the title. It says, Marilyn's Teachings Subtly Influence Events at Buckingham Palace. I thought, I said, what? What's going on here? So this is Michael's words, Michael Ward. Marilyn boldly states that with her teachings, you will have, quote, the universe on speed dial. Well, that was interesting because I've been getting used to the exact opposite, slowness. In the first week of applying Marilyn's lessons, for a ghostwriting project, I confirmed a foreword by Prince Philip and a dedication by Lady Soames, the daughter of Winston Churchill. The universe loves speed. Wow. The palace response, almost immediately followed by Lady Soames' decision, was like a double sonic boom, a cosmic cry to me saying, this stuff really works. I love what he writes. A week later, the speed dial went crazy. I just finished writing my Feel Free to Prosper affirmations when there was a knock at the door. Manuscript back from the palace with the agreed foreword, brilliantly composed by Prince Philip. general rejoicing.
Wow.
That is really, that
wow.
That's uncommon. That's unusual.
That's amazing.
And by the way, I didn't mention earlier that I had gotten from my teaching spontaneously without even thinking of writing books. I've already been through two prestigious publishing deals and now signed with a famous agent. I walked away from the two deals, but they were all part of that. But the reason I bring this up is that my memoir, my business memoir, is called Feel Free to Prosper, an entrepreneurial memoir of synchronicity and guidance. And because you, Kristen, and Manifest Everything Now was brought to me in that synchronistic way, I decided I would do this.
Go check this out because this truly, I mean, the fact that there are, you can have changes and, you know, she's promising them in 2 weeks, that's just incredible and something that you definitely want to take a look at. Marilyn, I would love to, do you have any final words you want to send us off with?
My final word, well, let me just give you this quote from Ray Bradbury. Let me give you two real quickly.
Okay, great.
Success is not measured by how much material wealth is possessed, but whether you are able to create at will what you need. That's by Paramahansa Yogananda. And the final quote from Ray Bradbury, I love this. Sometimes you have to jump off the cliff and grow your wings on the way down.
I love that. That's the perfect way to end this call. Everybody, think about that and think about what Marilyn said before, which I am going to use over and over and over again. If you don't want it, don't say it. Marilyn, you've been amazing. I'm so excited to be able to share you with everyone, and I can't wait to be able to do this with you again soon.
Thank you, Kristen. You are an absolutely incredible host. Thank you so much. You have beautiful energy.
Thank you very much, and thank you, everybody. You are all absolutely extraordinary. Bye-bye.